This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And they're going to keep it conservative for Myers. Walker on the run. He may bust a touchdown. He will. Backbreaker from Kenneth Walker III. And Seattle jumps out by 2 scores.
Man, certainly a disappointing home opener. There's a lot of things that we can do better in all phases and in coaching. And we will. I compliment those guys on a winning performance. You know, it's still a ball game, man. There's a lot to be desired, certainly. But it's just interesting. We're in a close ball game last week, and the special teams play broke it open in our favor. This week, we're in a close ball game, and the special teams play broke it open in our opponent's favor. And I just think that's life in this business at this level. I got a desire for us to be cleaner. So you can't point to singular plays as, you know, pivotal points in the game, et cetera. And so we got a lot of work to do. And that's just to put it succinctly.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do. The Steelers defense that Mike Tomlin said was capable of historic things, that DK Metcalf said was the best he's ever seen, that Juan Thornhill said could be, has the potential to be the best of all time, is now 29th in the NFL in scoring defense at 31.5 points per game. The Steelers are allowing 27.9 points per game over their last 10 games. The Steelers gave up over 30 per game in back-to-back games to start the season for the first time since 2002, and it's only the second time in Mike Tomlin's tenure they've given up 100 yards rushing in the first two games. And when you hear the guys post-game in the locker room, not a lot of answers, including from Patrick Queen, who I think... in pleading the fifth, almost implied that schematically they're bad. That's what right. I took away from his yep. non-comments. Doran, one game ain't a reason to panic. Two games, it begins to become a pattern. And when you tack it on to the end of the way they finished last season, their last 10 games giving up 28 points per game. I think this is who they are defensively. Until they prove otherwise, and as the highest paid defense in football by leaps and bounds, that is freaking unacceptable. Your turn.
Almost 300 yards passing for Sam Darnold.
For who?
Sam Darnold. Ask me again.
Oh, who was it?
Sam Darnold.
Wait a second. It wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
Sam Darnold.
That wasn't Jalen Hurts.
No, it was Sam Darnold.
Tom Brady not out there.
Mm-mm,
that Sam. Wasn't even Matt Hasselbeck. No. Tim Hasselbeck. I mean, that's damn Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. And then obviously 105 yards for Kenneth Walker.
You say Bo Jackson?
Nope.
Oh.
Kenneth Walker.
Oh.
Kenneth Walker III.
It wasn't Saquon Barkley?
Mm-mm.
Wasn't even Breece Hall?
Mm-mm. 103 yards for Jackson Smith and Jigba. Wasn't Jerry Rice.
You're telling me that wasn't Bruce, Isaac Bruce out there?
Nope.
That wasn't Torrey Holt?
Nope.
That wasn't the greatest show on turf?
Mm-mm. No.
Hmm.
No. You talk about the trends and not panicking after 1 week. Starting to get those feels in week two. It should be more than the feels right now. You're exactly right, man. Like, this is who they are. You can't have a defense and have quote unquote star studded defense with big names and, you know, big time players at each position on defense, and this be the case again, like almost identical to what happened last week. Almost identical. I mean, the finger points to two people, but really one person. That's who puts the defense together, and that's Terrell Austin. This is definitely a scheme thing. This is an out-of-position issue. Keanu Benton, out of position. We've been saying that all last week. Mike Tomlin kind of poo-pooed it. Was like, no, we're not going to – no. Okay, well, now is time where you got to make some changes, right, moving forward. Because this is – what you clearly saw what happened against the Jets, and nothing got fixed.
Nothing.
So now something has to be fixed. Something has to be fixed. Or this will be the case every single game and every single team they play against. This is who they are. And they're, I mean, you're going to play against teams that actually can run up your you-know-what. Teams that legitimately have backs that will run for 300 yards on you.
Yes.
So you better figure it out ASAP.
A texter writes in, and we love all of our texters and all of our listeners. Texter writes in, this team badly needs Derek Harmon. Look, yes, it would help to have your first round pick. But you know what? It's not just the money that is being paid to TJ Watt. It's not just the money being paid to Cam Hayward. It's the fact that you supposedly are supposed to have great depth. Like, okay, Alex Highsmith got hurt. That stinks. Nick Herbig's a pretty damn good player. I think at different times, Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen were banged up in the game. You've got Cole Holcomb. Okay, yeah, Joey Porter Jr. didn't play in this game. You've got Darius Slay. You've got Jalen Ramsey, who, man, did he have a boomer bust game? He had the interception. He had the blocked field goal. He did. He forced another incompletion with a mammoth hit. But then he also gave up some conversions. He gave up a touchdown where it looked like he thought he had safety help over the top, which that's the kind of crap that happened a bunch last year and can't happen anymore, and it continues to freaking happen. I don't want to hear the damn injury excuse, because you didn't only spend money in draft picks on your starters. You're supposed to have a deep defense. Brandon Echols, remember, last week we're talking, oh, geez, wow, if Brandon Echols is your fourth corner, you're in a pretty damn good spot. Oh, well, if Chuck Clark is your third safety, you know what? He played okay last week. You're in a pretty good spot. I don't want to hear the injury thing at all. At all. So miss me with that. There is supposed to be a standard of excellence around here when it comes to defense, and they got pushed around not by the greatest show on turf, not by the 07 Patriots, by freaking Sam Darnold. For God's sakes. And when you've got a defensive-minded head coach, you know, conventional wisdom might tell you, spend less on defense, spend more on offense, and let that guy be a whiz with the X's and O's and make stuff happen. They spend more money than anybody else, and they can't stop friggin' Kenneth Walker III?
Nope.
He averaged 8 yards a carry. Eight. By the way, I'd like to apologize for my voice, because it's not going to get better. I've realized I was going to try to keep the emotions low today. They're high.
Yep.
They're high. Vocal cords are in hell right now. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, dude, Caleb Johnson, WTF. Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the offense's struggles. But I think we open up the phone lines and... how concerned are you about the Steelers' defense? 412-928-9370. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your concern level? If it were just two games and the Steelers were truly elite last year from wire to wire, I don't think I'd be all that concerned. because you've played two games, and it takes a while to play your best ball. But it's a continuation of the way last season ended. And so from a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned am I about the defense? I'm at an 11.
Yeah, I mean, you've given up 63 points in two games. And not just 63 points in two games to Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Justin Fields and Sam Darnold.
Justin Fields, who went, what, 3 out of 11 before he got hurt in that game against the Bills? Diana Russini, with her report this weekend on The Athletic, saying that some in the Steelers organization were telling Tomlin, we told you so, about the way that Justin Fields played last week. Wow, maybe some within the organization saying it was a mistake to not bring Justin Fields back. Justin Fields is a talented player who will play in the league for a long time, but he is not a franchise quarterback. He looked like one last week. He wasn't before he got hurt in this game against the Bills. Because that's what a real AFC contender looks like. That's a real AFC contender. Yep. The Steelers let Justin Fields and Breece Hall march up and down the field on them with very little resistance. And then after talking mad smack all week about how we will fix it, let the Seahawks come down and put a touchdown up on the first drive. They talked about how they fix it, and they
diced up the first drive.
Diced up,
not just like instant way down the field. They diced up. They did whatever they wanted to do.
They did.
Cooper Kupp, I mean, and Jackson Smith and Jigba couldn't be stopped on the first drive. Kenneth Walker.
You know what, man? Jackson Smith and Jigba is a really good player. He was their offense throwing the ball last week. Like, the vast majority of their passing yardage went through Jackson Smith and Jigba last week.
Mm-hmm.
Might want to try, and listen, it's easier said than done, but you might want to try to take that guy out of the game. He single-handedly got them down the field on that first drive. 8 plays, 65 yards, 4 minutes, and 31 seconds. Putrid. It's unacceptable. And you go back to the start of last year, no team in the NFL has given up more first quarter points than the Pittsburgh Steelers. No team in the NFL.
Yep.
Now, last season, the Steelers had a pretty good second half scoring differential because they would make the adjustments and they would play better defense in the second half. But that's not good enough. How do you routinely let teams walk into your stadium and play with a lead? You're almost always trailing because of how bad over these last 19 regular season games and 20 games, if you include the playoff game last year. How do you let it happen where you are almost routinely playing from behind for 3/4 of the game?
It's crazy.
You have to get the team ready to play. And listen, the guys on the field, they have to bear the responsibility too. But to me, when it continues to happen, you put that on the coaching staff. And it's pathetic. 412-928-9370. So scale of 1 to 10. Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about the Steelers' defense? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. We have open phones until 9 a.m. That's when Mark Cabali is going to join the program. He, of course, Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee Show. So we'll talk to you. Get it off your chest. How you feeling about this Steelers' defense? Scale of 1 to 10. I'm going 11, 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Something different. I think when you got the stuff that we was getting last season, it was more of the schematic beaters that we were getting, and we wasn't cleaning our details. I think now it's just a point of us. We got all the details. I think we just got to go out there and execute them. It's really that simple. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we got to play them, maybe we're going to make that play. When we're supposed to be somewhere, we got to be there.
That was Patrick Queen saying, not the same stuff as last year. Last year, there were some schematic beaters. Now we're just not making plays. Yeah, I think it's column A, column B, all the way down through column Z. If you think they got an issue, they probably do on the defensive side of things. Hey, by the way, TJ Watt now 6 consecutive games without a sack. You get paid $41 million, big guy.
Yeah.
You got to make plays.
Right.
Now, he made a couple plays,
mm-hmm.
and he made a couple plays, you know, down the stretch before that final drive, where Kenneth Walker really put the thing away. But you can't make that kind of money. You can't make quarterback money and not have a sack for 6 games. That is unacceptable. Cam Hayward deflected a ball that was intercepted. So, hey, listen, they continue to run to his side. I mean, you look, the same charts. They are voiding T.J. Watt, running the ball T.J. Watt. So it's not like he hasn't had an impact on the game. But that means Cam's going to have to be more stout.
Yes.
And he hadn't done a good enough job. Again, forced the turnover. You need more. Charbonnet, 15 carries, 10 yards, a 0% success rate. But Kenneth Walker's the guy that scares you. He had 13 carries for over 100 yards and 8.1 yards a carry. That's just simply unacceptable. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. Steelers got the Seahawks in a third and long a whole bunch. This is a stat from Nick Faribault. So 3rd and 9+, Seattle was kind of living it on 3rd downs. They had a 19-yard touchdown, a 19-yard catch and conversion, a 6-yard run, a 13-yard catch, an 11-yard catch, a 12-yard catch. Steelers could not get off the field on 3rd downs.
Mm-mm.
And when it's a 3rd and 9+ situation, that's when you expect T.J. Watt to make a play. And he did not do it. And he hasn't now going back to last season. And he was banged up at the end of last year. And so sometimes there are excuses. Sometimes there are reasons. Maybe that was a little column A, column B for him last year. He's healthy now. Get the quarterback on the ground. Never thought in a million years Jack Sawyer would have a sack before TJ Watt.
I know, right? Jeez. I mean, Sam Darnold didn't even run the ball at all.
Correct.
He is a threat, but he didn't run the ball at all. But they had no problem. They didn't need him to run the ball. I don't know how this gets fixed. I don't know if there's an immediate, like, I'm trying to go through my mind of what ways they can do it. Like, you know, schematically, yeah, maybe, but I don't think they have an answer, even if they do change a little bit schematically.
Listen, I don't know that Tomlin, if he has an answer, is going to tell us the answer, but to a man in the locker room, it didn't seem like they had answers for it. Because they said that they were going to fix it after last week, and they didn't. And you can break it down as well as anybody, better than anybody on the Pittsburgh airwaves. It's so much of everything. It's tough to zoom in on one specific thing. Like, oh, is it schematic? Yes. Is it players not getting off blocks? Yes.
Is it players out of position? Yes.
Yes.
Keanu Benton
should not be playing nose.
Right.
And Chris Hoke, who played for the team, they were 15-1 when Hokie played. That guy was a dog back when they had pride in his defense. He said he's never seen linebackers get pancaked as much as the Steelers' interior linebackers got pancaked in this game and over these first couple of weeks.
Did you see the fullback knock over two guys?
Yeah. That can't happen.
I've never seen that. I mean, in an NFL game, I've never seen something like that. No, never.
I laugh because if I don't, I will cry.
Right.
So scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about this Steelers' defense? That is the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I'm at an 11. Where are you at?
9.
So we're not happy. We are concerned. What say you at 412-928-9370? You give us a ring on that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Open phones until 9 a.m. And we always want to hear from you, win or lose, the Monday after the game. RJ and Irwin's been waiting patiently. Good morning to you, RJ. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, buddy. How about you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Well, I can't completely complain about the defense. They had so many injuries. I mean, they played good. Aaron Rodgers throwing that interception in the end zone didn't help.
That wasn't his fault.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're 1-1. I mean, we can't complain. I think the defense will show up. But, I mean, hopefully the injuries don't hurt us. I mean,
RJ, you sound like a reasonable and rational man, and I'm happy for you that you feel that way. And thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries, when you pay this much for a defense and you feel that good about your quote-unquote backups, are never going to be an excuse for me. And, yeah, Rodgers throws an interception, which wasn't his fault, to your point. We'll break that down later on in the show. We will evaluate the offense. Believe me. We will talk about Caleb Johnson. Believe me. That's a freak thing, the Johnson thing. And by no means will I excuse that. By no means will we gloss over that. We're not going to gloss over turnovers. We got 4 hours. We'll break it all down for you. But because of the way the Steelers' defense has played in the last 10 games, that seems to be a theme. You're not going to see a special teams gaffe as bad as Caleb Johnson made, probably for another 45 years in the NFL, because guess what? It hadn't happened for 45 years. Right. It had been 45 years since a team has recovered a ball in the end zone for a touchdown on a kickoff. So, big problem, one of the main reasons they lost this game, but when we're talking big picture, the defense, a much bigger story. Rodgers didn't play great. I don't think he was as awful as the stat line would indicate, and we'll get to that. The defense was as awful as the stat line would indicate. And I don't care how many guys are hurt. 412-928-9370. To Anthony?
Sure.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
You know, fellas, and Dorn, you played in the league. I played football in high school an ancient time ago. Here's two things that is destroying this team. You can't run, and you can't defend a run. If that combination shows up at any time, you are in big trouble. And that's what's happening here. And also, fundamentally, look, the last time I saw a kickoff that wasn't recovered. We came from a rookie running back. That was Barry Foster.
Yep.
I saw that in San Francisco 49ers. But what even frightens me more is no one else on the special team understood the rules either.
No one ran after the ball.
They probably were confused because of what Caleb Johnson did, or they may have thought it went out of bounds. Because you look back and you usually look at the returner whenever you're dropping back in kickoff return coverage, and whenever they do, it's like, okay, like then I'll turn back around and find my guy. So they probably figured like, okay, like he's the ball's out of bounds or something, and they probably were mad confused, to be honest.
Well, the offense is not immune from this because the defense did somehow miraculously give you two turnovers and all you got was 6 points out of it.
Correct. That's a big part of it too. That's not complimentary football. That's what happened to Pitt on Saturday too. I'm sorry, Anthony. Turnovers are great. You got to make something out of it.
You got to score. You got to get some points.
And that's what the Steelers did last week against the Jets. You score a touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell forces the fumble. You punch that thing right in the end zone. Bang. Massive momentum swing. It was like 27 seconds between touchdowns. That's a 14-point swing. Bang. And now you've got all the momentum on your side. You said it before the show. It's something you were thinking about yesterday. When Jaylen Warren makes that massive play in, probably need to get him the ball more. We'll talk about that. He needs to score on that play because you have the feeling if you don't, something bad's going to happen.
Right.
And what happened? Interception, which was on Calvin Austin, not on Aaron Rodgers. Not that it matters because it was bad. 412-928-9370. You can text us, as always, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Steelers ran for 72 yards, and they gave up over 100. You look at the playoff game last year, they gave up 299 rushing yards. They only rushed for 29.
Ugh.
Can't stop the run. Ugh. Can't run. To Anthony's point, you ain't going to win a lot of games that way. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Steelers defense? 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One of the things that I think was a big talking point nationally after Steelers-Jets last week was, oh, wow, you know, maybe the Jets under Aaron Glenn are pretty good. They got slapped by the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Slapped.
Mm-hmm.
30-10. Now, it doesn't help. Justin Fields got hurt. But before he got hurt, he was 3 out of 11 for 27 yards. Against the Steelers, he looked like friggin' Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
For goodness sake.
Yep.
At one point, we had Justin Fields v. Mitch Trubisky, which had my head spinning. Also, George Pickens played okay. Played okay for Dallas
down the stretch.
My goodness gracious. That game was great.
So did Russ.
Russ?
What did he end up having? He ended up having like 400 yards, maybe.
It was the highest yardage total of his entire career. So really not a great weekend for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and there's so many things to break down. At least hour one, we're on the defense. Because it's the highest paid in the league, and they talked a lot of smack. You know what it is?
$450 for us.
Then he made a terrible decision in an interception in overtime that was just ghastly.
Yeah.
Wound up costing them the game. And that kicker for Dallas, I mean,
if
he's in the stadium, he's in range.
Yes.
Holy cheese and crackers, man. Batman. The Steelers defense, to borrow a quote from the early 2000s, that the Steelers used when they were talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Steelers are paper champions right now on defense.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the names. You got Mike Tomlin, who's the quote-unquote defensive mastermind. And they talk a lot of talk, and they don't back it up at all. At all. I love talking. When you play well, they didn't play well. Jalen Ramsey made some huge plays in this game. Also had some gaffes in this game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a boom or bust player. We need more boom than bust. Charlie?
Yes.
On the phones. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning.
What
I would like to say is it's really boils down to Terrell Austin. These guys are playing out of position. The schematic stinks. We never have safety help. They're chasing players down from behind it. They're not even fundamentally sound. Everybody's just chasing players down. No one is talking about Terrell Austin. That is the problem.
Yeah,
we have the number one defense. These guys can play. We know all of them have good resumes. They can play the game. It's not the players. It is Terrell Austin's schematic scheme. It's terrible.
Thank you for the call, Charlie. Look, we know Mike Tomlin at the end of the year, if it keeps looking like this, he ain't losing his job.
No.
If the defense doesn't turn it around, I do think Terrell Austin's going to lose his job. But it's not 100% on him. He might call 50% of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
He might.
Mm-hmm.
It's 99% on Tomlin. It just is. Now, I've seen a lot of people, we've talked about this. Brian Flores should be the DC. Yeah, of course he should. But Mike Tomlin wouldn't give him autonomy either.
No.
You know, Dick LeBeau could do what Dick LeBeau wanted to do because Dick LeBeau had the resume. But anybody Mike Tomlin brings in now ain't going to have Mike Tomlin's resume. And that's what Mike Tomlin wants. He wants it to be his
control
defense.
Yep.
Like, when the Kansas City Chiefs aren't scoring on offense, do people ever talk about the Chiefs' offensive coordinator? No. And you shouldn't, because it's Andy friggin' Reid.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it'd be great to have Brian Flores, and I do think it can make a difference, but let's call it what it is. It's Mike Tomlin's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, as Mike Tomlin will always say, popcorn. Now, I think Charlie made a couple of good points there. That first touchdown, Jalen Ramsey, he gets beat. But after the play, he's looking around. He thought he had safety help over the top.
Everybody's out of position. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Right.
Almost freelancing. It's like a freelance defense. There's like no structure around it. Or people just don't understand it. Like, and I don't understand. I don't get that part if you don't understand defense.
Right.
Is it that complex? I mean, we don't know. We're not there.
Right.
But a lot of guys always seem like they're out of position. Just like Charlie said, again, another good point. Guys are always chasing.
Always.
You ever realize that? Like, yeah, that's a great point by him. Like, you see that and you're just like, dang, what are they doing? But then whenever you think about it, you're like, man, these guys are always chasing somebody.
Always.
Nothing's ever in front of them.
No.
Like, it's bizarre.
Can you top Charlie's call? 412-928-9370. A couple of salient points made by Charlie. Again, at 412-928-9370. I forget who it was. Yesterday tweeted out, I look at the Steelers as an 8 or 9 win roster. I completely disagree. I think the roster, particularly on the defensive side, is very good. As it should be. $158 million, $20 million more than the next closest defense. I don't want to hear that the players aren't good enough. They are good enough. They need to play better, and they need to be put in a position to play better. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that. Well, they're not good enough to defend. They don't have enough good players. Kiss my hairy backside. They don't have enough good players. TJ Watt should be a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner. Cam Hayward's going to have a bust in Canton one day. Jalen Ramsey might have the same thing. Darius Slay won the Super Bowl last year. Patrick Queen's a really highly paid linebacker in this league. These guys got to make plays.
Yeah.
And they're not making enough plays. 412-928-9370. Oh, yeah, and they're hurt. So injury to insult. We'll give you the injury report and what it might mean when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I'm a 34-year-old man. I feel like I sound like I got the emphysema.
Yep.
I sound like a 90-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't getting any better. It's only getting worse. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about the Steelers' defense?
Did you scream a lot during the game Saturday?
I don't. I'm not a huge screamer.
No.
The guy next to me in overtime, he didn't watch a single play.
What do you mean?
He had his head in his hands.
The whole time?
The whole time. And his head between his legs. I swear, I did not. I thought I was going to pass out. I did not feel good. I just wanted that to end. Win or lose, I wanted it to end. I just needed it to be over. I
was like torture.
Oh, my heart rate had to be at 200. My hands were all tingly. The guy next to me, I was laughing. I'm like, buddy, watch a game. He's like, I can't. Oh,
jeez, man.
Injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Alex Highsmith could be a high ankle. That's what Tomlin said. If it's a high ankle, that'll keep you out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
That's why it is referred to as the dreaded high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm. He gets banged up a lot.
He does.
A lot.
And I think he's a wonderful man. I think he's a really good player. But since he got paid, his sack production dropped dramatically from 1 year to the next. And then he's been often injured. And, hey, look, it's not your fault when you get hurt. Like, you get hurt or you don't get hurt. But it ain't the Steelers' fault either. But that's a lot of money tied up into a guy who ain't going to help you for the next 4 to 6 weeks. What's up, Harry?
I'm sorry. Your voice sounds like it's still trying to auto-tune. Well, I heard the auto-tune voice before.
And so here's the other thing. I'm on the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich and Fishman. I also did not scream at the game because I know what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to take it easy.
Uh-huh. So this is just from the smoking then, I guess.
That definitely doesn't help.
That's what I was getting at, Callis. That's what I was getting at. So I'm like, you don't scream. I know that you don't really scream. You stated that before, at least to me, like off air. So I was just trying to.
I'll yell when there's like a big play or something. But when West Virginia was on defense, like I'm not going, oh, like I don't, I'm 34.
Did you yell at ESP at all?
When they played Sweet Caroline at the end.
Okay.
Which notice they didn't play it at the fourth quarter like they did the last game.
Right.
Because we were losing. I was like, I turned to my buddy Wes. I said, do not play the song now because it looks terrible when you're down 10 points. Like, mm-hmm. you cannot, or whatever the score was at that point. You can't play it right now. You can't play it right now. I'm emotionally spent. I'm physically spent. I got to start treating my body like a temple.
You want me to give you some good news? I got the odds and ends results.
I mean, I did say that Kenneth Walker III was going to be the player of the game, and I did pick Seattle, which I don't get. People are like, oh, Crowley, you had a great weekend because you picked the Seahawks. I don't want the Seahawks to win. I would
right.
be wrong.
Right. You also said Cooper Kupp was slow.
And washed, yeah.
And he got 90 yards.
Yeah, he was fabulous.
Yeah.
We were laughing at me before the show about that.
Yep.
You want the results?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was a two-way tie for second, and it was Doran and me who finished with 8. Crowley, you won with 9.
I'm back.
So congratulations on your win.
But I'm still in last. I'm still in last place.
Well, I think we're doing it by wins. We're not doing it by total points. So it's just whoever wins week to week.
Oh, okay.
And I think the regular season is different than preseason.
Yeah, so we're not counting the preseason record.
So what did I win? I won last week?
You did. So you each have a win, and I'm in last right now overall in the standings with 0. But this could have turned. Pat Freiermuth's line was 30.5 receiving yards. He had 31. You were the only one that said over. That was the big difference maker.
Well, and he had a big drop, too. Now, he and Rodgers connected on one down the sideline. That was a beautiful play and a great catch by Freiermuth. But I think Freiermuth would tell you himself, when Rodgers didn't look like a 41-year-old, he got outside the pocket. He mm-hmm. dropped that thing in a bucket on the run. You mm-hmm. got to make that play for your quarterback, man. You got to make that play. I actually thought Rodgers moved better in this game.
So did I.
Why don't we break his performance down?
Yeah.
If you want to call and complain about the defense, we will still take those calls. We have open phones until 9 o'clock. That's when Mark Cabali is going to join us. If you want to talk about Rodgers' performance, we'll take those too, and that's where we're going next at 412-928-9370. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let Katie Kay take care of the weather in 1 second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.